6'2 sophomore Hal Schofield at the guard line. Up front, David Rasmussen, a 6'7 freshman. David Mortensen, a 6'7 freshman. And big 6'10 sophomore Clint Bean, whose daddy Chris was a player at Utah State University under Liddell Anderson when Liddell was there. For Dixie College, starting at guard, 6'1 freshman Darwin Russell from South Mountain High School in Phoenix. Bob Barnes, 6'2 sophomore from Lehigh High School, the only married student on the team, was married mid-year. Up front, Corby McDaniel, 6'5 freshman, 6'8 sophomore Steve Andrus from Kempview High School, and the leader of the pack, if you will, Darrell White, 6'5 sophomore from South High School. Dixie versus Ricks College. And just a reminder, immediately following this game, we will be selecting the KDXU St. George Tire Center Player of the Game. They'll receive a beautiful trophy from Dixie Trophy. And then following the postgame show, we'll be on the air with Paul James doing the play-by-play of New Mexico versus BYU. So stay tuned. Some good feelings among these ball players? Yes. Ready to get down and really work at it? You better believe it. Steve Andrus at 6'8 to jump center against Clint Bean. Andrus may be approaching 6'10. Cleo Robinson and Mike Hart, two officials from Arizona, the officials in this ball game. Tap control by Bob Barnes. At the angle, it goes to Darrell White. How keyed up will Dixie be? Underneath, it goes to Corby McDaniel. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound knocked out in front, taken by Ricks College. As Clint Bean got a hand on it, Hal Schofield with the basketball. Look for the first Dixie dunk also, by the way, and then be listening tomorrow from 6 until 10 a.m. when XB Kelly will be on the air. And he'll ask you about that first Dixie dunk. Hook shot underneath by Clint Bean. Will be up and good, and Clint Bean has the first basket. 2-0, Ricks College out in front of Dixie. Ricks College playing confidently. They feel good about playing Dixie in St. George. Darwin Russell against Kamek, loses the dribble, but gets it over to Bob Barnes, to Darrell White at the angle. Out in front it goes to Barnes. Right angle, it goes to Darwin Russell. Drives, dishes off to Steve Andrus. Looks for help along the baseline. Cross-court pass, knocked out of bounds by Ricks College. Ricks playing tight man-to-man defense so far. They have been most successful when they've dropped back into the zone against Dixie. Bob Barnes to inbound, but Rick's coming out into man-to-man officially. Or initially, I should say. Barnes into Andrus. Hook shot up. No good. Rebound brought down by Ricks College. So Dixie 0-2 and Ricks College 1-1. 2-0 Ricks College. 19 minutes left in the first half of play. At the angle, bounce pass too big. Intended for David Rasmussen. Out of bounds to Dixie College. Turnover by Ricks. So Ricks is 1-1, but also has a turnover. Darrell White, Bob Barnes. Barnes to bring the ball into forecourt. Barnes at the left angle. It goes to Darrell White. White looking for help. White gets the screen. In the lane, can't get the shot away. Leans in, takes the five-footer over the basket. Rebound McDaniel. Blocked by Bean. McDaniel gets the rebound. Back to Andrus. Reach-in foul will go to Justin Kamek. And Kamek knows better than to talk down here. Last time he had two technical fouls early, but that sparked Rick.
That often happens. A technical foul can do one of two things. It was very obvious. It can hurt a team, it can spark a team. Last time it sparked them, they were down, as I recall, for like 10 points and really came roaring back after that.
Alley-oop intended for McDaniel. Did they carve the basket? McDaniel laid it up and in, and the foul was on the ground before the layup. Dixie College wanted that basket to count, but it was before the jump. So Rasmussen has his first personal foul, second team foul on Ricks, and Dixie still looking for their first basket. Bob Barnes to inbounds again. 2-0 Ricks College on Clint Bean's hook shot. Inbounds, it comes to Darrell White. Baseline jumper, good. Darrell White now has moved into the number 10 position as far as single season scoring. Was 1 point behind Lionel Holland's freshman year at Dixie College, and now is 1 point ahead of him. 2-2 tie. 18:45 left in the first half of play, and the clock has not started. The clock has not started. At the angle, it goes to Darrell White. Underneath to Darwin Russell. White has it back, and the clock has not started. We're still waiting for the clock to start. 1:15 have gone, and no clock has started yet. Both teams have gone up and down the floor once, and nobody has noticed. If there is a problem with the clock, it may be kept. Now it started. So we've lost almost 14 seconds. This game may be 14 seconds longer than expected. Justin Kamek to the high post. It goes to Bean. Give and go back to Hal Schofield. Layback shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Mortensen. No good. Rebound taken by McDaniel. Out in front, Darryl White. 4-on-2 fast break. White to McDaniel for the slam. There's a foul. The personal foul is on Clint Bean. That's his first. The basket is good. The slam dunk is there with 18:24 officially, if not actually, left on the clock. Corby McDaniel, the first Dixie dunk on the slam with 18:24 left in the first half. And take note of that. Listen for XB Kelly Show tomorrow morning between 6 and 10 and identify that. Shot up no good on the free throw. Dixie with a 4-2 lead as McDaniel misses the free throw. As powerful a dunk as we've seen in quite a while. Ricks College will not be dazzled. They can shoot the ball. Kamek from three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Bean puts it up and in. Bean had the rebound come right into his hand. 4-4 tie. Lead pass comes to Darwin Russell. Driving to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound. Darryl White puts it up. No good. Rebound. Darwin Russell. Finger rolls it up and in. Darwin Russell with the basket. 6-4. Dixie out in front with 17:55 left in the first half. And there is effort tonight.
Oh, they're really playing good inside. That time they had took three times to get it down. That's what a coach loves to see.
Dixie working as hard as you've seen them at all this year. They are working. At the angle, it goes to Schofield, to Bean. Underneath, Bean hooks the pass way out in front to Hal Schofield. Leaves it for Justin Kamek. Kamek, who became a three-point dead-eye in the first Dixie game. Russell goes after the steal, can't get the basketball away. At the angle, it goes to Mortensen, back to Kamek. Baseline jump shot partially deflected by Barnes, but tapped up and in by David Mortensen. Mortensen with the basket. Driving to the basket, Darryl White misses the layup. Tap up Mike McDaniel, no good. So Dixie missing some layups, and that was similar to what happened to Rick's first time. 6-6 tie. Rick Scullich shooting the ball well. At the angle, Hal Schofield looks for help. Looks for help out in front. It goes to Clint Bean. Bean back to Justin Kamek. Rick Scullich wants the half-court game if they can. Ball knocked away by White, taken by Darwin Russell. Bounce pass to Darryl White, wants to go up with the shot, tries to pass it back. White goes up with a shot eventually and hits the basket. Make it 8-6, Dixie out in front. Let me double check. I may have given Bean credit for a basket that belonged to Mortensen. We'll check that a little bit later. 16:32, less than the first half of play. 8-6, Dixie with the lead. Tough defense. Bean, at the right angle, goes to Hal Schofield. Brother Jeff is playing for Weber State College this year. Justin Kamek, three-point attempt over Russell. Good. And Kamek gives Ricks College their second lead of the ballgame. Kamek, quick release, makes it 9-8, Ricks College. Russell goes around Kamek, drives to the basket. No good. Rebound brought down by Mortensen. Taken away by Andrus. Hooks it up. No good. Tapped by Andrus, finally. Andrus with the basket. Gary Gardner up talking with Mike Hart. Wants the travel, will not get it. 15:56 left in the game. Dixie by one again. Kamek against Darwin Russell. Bounce pass at the angle to Schofield. Drives to the baseline. Rick's College is primed for this game. That's obvious. Hook pass way out in front to Kamek. Kamek to set it up again. And a key for Rick's College this year seems to have been to give Kamek the basketball, according to Coach Gary Gardner. Mortensen at the angle. Pass intended in deep for Bean. Gets it back. Hooks it up and in. And Bean with three baskets. 11-10, Ricks College with the lead again. 15:29, less than a half. Darryl White makes the move in the lane, lays it up, no good. White, no, McDaniel gets it back, lays it up, no good, there's a foul. McDaniel working hard underneath. Dixie not getting the layups to fall, Mike, but they're working.
They're not. That's kind of a tough thing to say. You see how well they're working inside that time. The ball just rimmed out of there for Darryl White. In comes McDaniel. And McDaniel, I'm impressed so far, really fighting hard on the inside. That time he really skied high, went up as he tried to put the shot back in. After getting the rebound, he was fouled. But he's going in there and giving away a lot of inches to Bean, but fighting hard.
I had Bean for three baskets. Actually, Mortensen deserves one of those on the follow-in. McDaniel puts the shot up. He's stepping on the free throw line. No basket, no free throw. One shot left. So McDaniel misses the first on a violation. Two-shot foul. The best Dixie can do now is tie the ball game. It's 11-10, Ricks College. Ricks owns Dixie's number. Shot up and good by Corby McDaniel. 1-for-3 on the night. And it's an 11-11 tie. In backcourt, Hal Schofield against the full court pressure of Bob Barnes. Barnes putting the pressure on Schofield. Barnes with quick hands. At the left angle, it goes to Mitch Johnson, who's into the lineup. Johnson to Bean. Bean wants to make the move on Andrus. Shoots over Andrus. In and out. Rebound brought down by Johnson. Foul goes to Bob Barnes. And Barnes picks up the personal foul, his first. Ken Wagner is going to argue on the foul, but we saw these two officials, Cleo Robinson and Mike Hart, work game number two, and they called a lot of fouls. An 11-11 tie. Schofield inbounds to Bean. Out in front it goes to Kamek. Into the lineup, Mark Miller to go head-on-head with Kamek. Alley-oop intended for Bean underneath. Bean, follow-away right-hander, up soft, not enough. Rebound tapped around, taken by Johnson, knocked away by Miller. Dixie with the basketball. Miller, three-on-one fast break, goes to Darryl White at the angle, blows the fast break, travel call. Dixie, once again, maybe just a little anxious.
I think so. That time it looks like he appeared to lose the handle of the basketball just as he was going up. The coach wanted a foul, but I think the call was correct. He traveled before the collision.
I think I've seen more blown fast breaks this year by all the teams than I've ever seen before. Pass clear out in front to David Rasmussen. Rasmussen back to Kamek. Left angle, it goes to Schofield against Barnes. Schofield leaves it out in front for Martinson to Kamek. Three-point attempt up short. Rebound, Corby McDaniel. Dixie on the fast break. On the wing, it goes to Mark Miller. Miller against Martinson, lays it up and in. And Mark Miller driving hard to the basket. Gives Dixie a 13-11 lead. Ricks College wants the timeout. 14-13 left and a half. 60 by 2, back in 60.
Painters Sun Country Chrysler wants you to be a winner in the new America's Winners program. You can get up to $1,500 consumer cash allowance on selected models. And Dodge is offering 7.8% financing on the new 1988 full-size Dodge pickups. Four-wheel drives are included. So stop in Painters Sun Country and take a demo ride in a D50 pickup and get a free Super Shoot t-shirt. Painters Sun Country Chrysler, 1600 Hilton Drive at the Southgate Business Park. Motorsportsland is Southern Utah's number one holiday Rambler dealer. And to celebrate, when you purchase one of four holiday Ramblers on the lot, not only will Holiday Rambler give you over $1,950 cash back, but Motorsportsland will match it, giving you a total of over $3,900 cash back. So hurry into Motorsportsland and make a deal on a Holiday Rambler Presidential or Imperial now in stock and receive back over $3,900 in cash. Use the cash rebate as your down payment or put it in the bank. That's Motorsportsland for all your RV needs.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
14-13 left in the ball game. It's 13-11. How's that for a batch of numbers, Mike? But Dixie and Rick's both playing hard.
Oh, they're playing good. This is really excellent basketball here for tournament play. Both teams really going at it offensively and defensively. I did hear Coach Wagner say, we got to get the rebound. That's what we're missing right now.
Inbounds comes to Hal Schofield. DJ Darren Jones into the lineup now for the first time. At the angle, it goes to Hal Schofield. Schofield looking for help against Jones. Out in front, it goes to Rasmussen, to Johnson. Underneath, it goes to Bean. Foul will go to Steve Andrus. Andrus reaching over, picks up the second team foul. First personal on Andrus. Out of bounds to Ricks College under their own basket. Four Arizona officials. We've seen them before, but they have not worked games this year that have involved any of these eight ball players. Ball clubs. Schofield to inbounds. Mitch Johnson had the huge night last time out against these two. 5-second violation. Dixie will not let Rick get the ball inbounds, and Rick turns the ball over. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Ready to come in is Carl Bailey for the first time for Rick's College. Bailey, 6-foot sophomore from Rupert, Idaho. 13-11. Dixie with a 2-point lead, and Darren Jones, DJ. As Ricks College shifts into that zone defense, that was the secret last time. Dixie wants to face that zone now. At the angle, Darryl White, they want to test themselves against it. Cross court, Darren Jones set from three over the basket. Rebound taken by Darryl White in the opposite corner. Pass intended for Andrus, knocked away by Rasmussen. Ricks College working hard out of that zone, and they're clogging the middle, forcing Dixie to shoot from outside if they're going to have any shots at all. White to DJ, back to Darryl White, back to Darren Jones. Back to Darryl White, has the notion to the baseline, to Corby McDaniel, back to Jones. Jones looks for help, to Andrus in the lane, back out in front. Miller, three-pointer, good. Mark Miller, 5 points early in the ball game, and Dixie leads 16-11. 5-point lead. If this is any indication, we have had tight ball games throughout this tournament. Bailey in the forecourt looks for help. Ball knocked away by Miller. Bailey gets it back. Miller all over Bailey at the angle that goes to Schofield. Dixie playing as tight a man-to-man defense as you'll find. Schofield against Jones. Dishes off, and we have the foul on Jones. Jones with his hands on Schofield, and DJ from Phoenix, Arizona has seen these officials before. You can bet on it.
I'm sure he has recognized it. They're really calling it close so far. That time it was just kind of a hand check. A lot of times referees will let that go by, but these two referees are probably going to call it.
Third team foul on Dixie. Four team fouls on Ricks. It's out of bounds to Ricks. 13:04 left in the first half of play. Inbound stolen by Jerm Williams. Brand new into the lineup to Darryl White. Middle lane of the fast break. White wants to go to the basket. Can't get it. To Jerm Williams. Can't get the shot away. Trying to dish it off to Andrus instead out in front to Jones. To Miller. Head fakes from the three-point area. Back to DJ. Jones looking for help. Under pressure, Jones gets the pass to Mark Miller. Miller wants to get it in deep now. Set it up the offense once again. 24 seconds on the shot clock. To Darren Jones. To Darryl White in the corner. Back to Jones. Ricks College playing tight defense. To White. To Jones. To Miller. Left side it goes to Jerm Miller. To Jerm Williams. Williams looks for help into the corner. Darryl White makes the move along the baseline. Leans in. Banks it home. Darryl White. 6 points. Dixie leads by 7. 18-11. In backcourt. Ricks College has been able to come back on Dixie all year. Schofield across the 10-second line against Jones. Jones goes down, gets right back up again. Out in front it goes to Bailey. Bailey against Miller. Free throw line, leans in with the right hand, dishes up, no good. Rebound brought down by Bean. Bean with the ball, lost out of bounds. Touch last by Miller. Out of bounds to Rick. Justin Kavik ready to come back in. David Mortensen ready to come back in. And quite an exchange, Mike.
Well, I was just watching the coaching bench of Dixie College right now. They are very much into this ball game, much more than others. Of course, you know, your season relies on the game here tonight, but they are up on every call, every play to try and get their players exactly where they should be.
18-11. Bean may have twisted an ankle going after that basketball. Limps by in front of us and into the lineup. Mortensen replacing him. Inbounds comes out way in front to Mitch Johnson. Gets in front of Williams, and Williams on the foul. Williams trying to lobby for the foul on Johnson. Will not. That's the fourth team foul. Into the lineup. Let's check. Brand new man. That's number 34. Bill Parrish into the lineup. 6'5 freshman. Right in front of us. Mitch Johnson to take the ball out of bounds. Inbounds comes to Justin Kamish. Johnson's father, Phil, played for Liddell Anderson also. At the angle. It goes to Al Schofield, then later coached with the Sacramento Kings. Schofield looks for help. To Parrish. Parrish against Williams. Ball knocked away. They call the foul on Williams. Jerm Williams with his second. Dixie playing in-your-face defense right now, Mike, and they're getting some calls.
Oh, they're wearing them on the back like a shirt or in their back pocket. Using an old couple of cliches there, but they're right on them extremely tight. You can tell that's the way they've been coached on this particular game. They're right there every time, but they may have to back off just a bit as the referees, again, calling that hand-checking very closely.
Williams out of the lineup. Dale DeCorthia, who matches up very well with Parrish. Both of them muscular 6'5 ball players. Reach-in foul will go to Andrus, I believe. And there will be, that's the 16th foul. Andrus, a correction. It'll go to Darryl White, not on Andrus. First personal on White. That's the last one Dixie can give before Rick shoots 1-1. 18-11. Dixie leads by 7. Ricks has gone a while without scoring. To Johnson, 3-point attempt. Johnson, air ball, rebound, saved by Parrish. No, out of bounds to Dixie. The fans are definitely in this game. This is a noisy gym again tonight. Ken Last ready to come into the lineup. Last in. We've seen everybody but Dave Lloyd already. That's been one of the strengths for Dixie, the bench.
Very much so. They can go all the way to the last man that comes on there and expect a good job out of him. And what's been exciting throughout the year, Larry, is that everyone who comes in are different nights. That particular person is the man who can, we can say, really won a game for Dixie. They can go that deep.
Derek Anderson into the lineup, another coach's son. Wade Anderson, the assistant coach of Ricks College, his father. Zone defense. Out in front it goes to Ken Last. Left angle it goes to Darryl White. White looks for help. Into the corner. Miller, 3-point attempt. Up, no good. Rebound, Ken Last. Back to the basket. Puts it up, no good. There's a foul. Ken Last will shoot free throws. It hung on the rim, bounced right back out. And the personal foul will go, I believe, to Mortensen. Mortensen with his first personal foul. Dixie very active underneath, even though Ricks is bigger.
That's what I think the reason they're being able to play the zone so well tonight is they are much more active than they were the last time these two teams met here in this gym. And that's the way you're going to beat a zone, is to be active, get away, get the open shot, and put it up when you get it.
Nope, neither team has scored a whole bunch in the last few minutes, but Dixie has shut off Ricks, literally. Shot up and good by Ken Last, first point of the night. And the Hurricane High School grad makes it 19-11, but it's been 9 unanswered points by Dixie College. And you go back over a couple of minutes now with Ricks not scoring and Dixie doing all of the scoring. Dixie trailed 11-10. Since then, it's 19-11. Last free throw up. Good. Kenny Last hits both of them. Dixie 20. Ricks College 11 with 11:28 left in the first half of play. Kamek against the full court pressure. Can Dixie put the full court press on and then hope to do it against Salt Lake Community College tomorrow? If they win, that's the big if. Out in front, Derek Anderson looks for help. Down the sidelines, it goes to Kamek. Kamek makes the move on Miller. Can't get the shot away. Backing away from trouble. Right angle, it goes to Derek Anderson. Ricks has been able to shoot the three-pointer very well this year. Kamek doesn't get the three-pointer that time at the free throw line. Leans in, shot blocked by DeCourcy. Reach-in foul on Miller. Dixie, the coaching staff, very active along the sidelines, as vocal as I've seen them, Mike.
That's what I was saying. On almost every play, every instance of this game so far, they're up and either yelling encouragement to their team members or they're getting on the referee's back. But that time, I think they felt like he traveled a little bit before they picked up that foul.
Kamek trying to end a long scoring drought for Ricks does so. Kamek has been hot and cold as a free throw shooter, but definitely hot as a three-point shooter against Dixie, 20-12. Back to an eight-point lead. Second shot up short. Rebound, Corby McDaniel clears it away. With the vengeance to DJ in the forecourt. Darren Jones looking for help. Bounce pass goes to DeCourcy. Ball knocked away by Parrish. No foul call. Gets it back out in front. Ricks College. Kamek in the forecourt. Quickly it goes to Johnson. To Martinson. Shot blocked by Last. Martinson gets the offensive foul. Last blocked the shot. Martinson ran over McDaniel and in the tangle of legs. The official pointed the finger at Martinson.
That was one that I thought may actually have gone either way. The block was from behind. Could have been a foul behind, but the referee called the charge first, which I think there definitely was a charge. He could have picked either one. He picked the offense that time.
16 foul on Ricks College. Both teams will shoot one and one the rest of the half. 10:47 left in the half. 20-12. Dixie with the lead and playing awfully hard defense right now. At the angle, it goes to Mark Miller. Left side, deep left angle to Ken Last. Into the corner, left corner to McDaniel. Out in front, it comes to Miller. Ricks College back into the man-to-man defense to Darren Jones. Jones right side to DeCourcy. DeCourcy looks for help. Back out in front, it goes to DJ. Darren Jones, all but McDaniel are reserves. Pass intended for DeCourcy, thrown away. Tapped and stolen by David Rasmussen. Part of the story last time these two teams met were the quick hands of Ricks College. Cross-court pass goes to Bean in the middle. At the left angle, it goes to Rasmussen. Makes the move on McDaniel. Dishes out in front. Kamek, three-point attempt. Up, soft, not enough. Tap, no good. Rebound brought down by McDaniel. McDaniel working hard on the boards. Loses the ball. Dribbles it off his leg, but it's kicked by Ricks. I believe it'll be out of bounds to Dixie. Break for Dixie.
That really was. He did kind of dribble it off his knee, losing control. And right behind him was one of the Ricks trailers who simply ran by and kicked the ball out of bounds. Ricks coach jumped up that time and says, hey, how about the first kick, coach, the ref?
9:58 left in the first half. It's 20-12 Dixie. Barnes, White, Russell back in along with Last and McDaniel. Last at the angle, looks for help. Passes out in front, goes to Darrell White. Left angle, it goes to Barnes. Barnes makes the move on Kamek to the baseline. To Last, jump shot no good. Rebound over the basket brought down by Clint Bean. Ricks College with the basketball. Dixie has gone a little while without scoring now. Almost 2 minutes without scoring. 20-12, but Ricks College has gone a long way with just one free throw. It is a defensive battle. Martinson, backdoor pass, goes to Rasmussen. Baseline jump shot, in and out. Rebound, gathered in, taken by Rasmussen. Put up and in. Rasmussen up over the back of McDaniel. No foul call. He did get the long rebound. 20-14. That ends a long field goal drought by Ricks. Barnes out in front to Last. Left angle, it goes to Darrell White. Shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Bob Barnes. One bounce dribble, puts it up, has a block. There's a foul, and it'll be on Rasmussen. Rasmussen with personal foul number two. 20-14. 9:07 left in the half. And Dixie will shoot free throws. 17 fouls on each side, Mike, and it is It is a rugged game.
It's a physical game. Both ends of the court, as you mentioned several times, sorry, both teams really playing hard on defense, which is why we have a 20-14 score at this point. But that's a good type of ball game to see. If you can hit your free throws, it may mean a lot of difference in the ball game.
Bob Barnes gets his first point of the night on the front end of the two-shot foul. 21-14. Dixie leads by 7, trying to make it 8 again. Shot up and good. Dixie is led by as much as 9. Dixie by 8 now. 22-14. Full court pressure. In backcourt. Derek Anderson handling the basketball. Russell almost steals it. Anderson still in backcourt across the 10-second line. A lot of individual effort defensively on that press. Pass underneath. Pass stolen. Salvage, no. Lost finally by Quinn Bain. Bain, as he was bothered by Barnes and last, tried to dribble it and finally lost it out of bounds. 22-14. Last, inbounds to Bob Barnes. 8:52 left in the first half of play. Ricks College will pick up Dixie almost at midcourt. To Darwin Russell, back to Barnes. At the left angle, it goes to White. White has a notion from three, doesn't take the shot. Gets the screen. Back to Darwin Russell. Russell from three, puts it up, no good. Rebound, tapped around, taken by Ricks. Dixie not getting the boards. Ricks has a better shot at the boards right now. To Rasmussen, right to the basket? No, right to the baseline. Dishes back out in front to Bean, to Justin Kamek. Ricks playing an extremely good floor game, but just not getting the shots. Dixie tight on defense. Rasmussen in the lane, free throw line, jump shot, banks, no good. There's a foul on Last. Last was a step behind, trailed the play, and Rasmussen will shoot two. 22-14. Dixie, if they're going to win this, they're going to have to win it down the wire, it looks like.
I think either team that's going to win, it's going to have to do that. It's an 8-point lead, but it's not that big of an 8-point lead because Dixie's not really playing good offensive ball right now. It's a defensive struggle. I think the score is going to be low, and it's going to be the team really that makes the fewest mistakes.
22-14. Dixie leads by 8, but at the free throw line, Rasmussen to shoot a couple. Steve Andrus ready to come back in. First free throw, no good. Ricks is now 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Dixie 5-for-7 after missing their first two. Last out, Steve Andrus back in, back to the original starting five. And all but Schofield in for Ricks College as far as the original starting five. Ricks can go a little bit deeper than some of the teams. Shot up and good. By Rasmussen. Rasmussen hits the second of the two-shot foul. Back to a 7-point lead. 22-15. Dixie is led by as much as 9. At the angle, Darrell White gets the screen. Should have been a foul on McDaniel. Gave a little shove in the back. And Ricks College fans saw that. Should have been a foul on McDaniel. Dixie into the four corners offense. To White. Makes the move. Right to the basket. Goes for the slam dunk. Misses it. Will there be a technical or a foul? The foul will be on Ricks College as White. Quick step to the basket, and Gary Gardner wants to talk to the officials now. The personal foul is on Bean, and big problems. That's number 3 on Quint Bean. Nope, they say 4-4 instead of 5. Nope, now they change it to Bean. 3 personal fouls on Quint Bean, who will limp to the sidelines. Maybe a blessing for Ricks in disguise.
Yeah, if they can sit him down and heal him up a little bit. He did turn his ankle earlier, but you're right. 3rd foul on Bean, and Bean is such an integral part of that defense and the offense inside for Ricks College.
Darrell White, 6 points on the night. First shot up, no good. Off to the right. Dixie. No team has been able to put away another team in this tournament thus far. You can put a blanket over all 8 teams involved. Second shot up and good. Darrell White, 7 points on the night, 23-15. And that includes the defending national champ College of Southern Idaho, given all that they could by Snow College. The difference probably was in the bench. CSI able to go a little deeper in the bench, and that eventually cost Snow College in the previous game. 23-15, 8-point lead. To the high post, it goes to Parrish. Give and go, pass deflected by Barnes, but into the hands of Ricks. Kamek. Driving, pass deflected again. Once again, Ricks gets it back. And maintaining the dribble is Mortensen. Once again, similar to what we had in the previous game in this arena. Dixie would force what looked to be a turnover, and the bounce would go to Ricks College. At the angle, pass underneath to Parrish. Gets away, puts the shot up, no good, but there is a foul. Who gets it? Andrus. Dixie works and works and works, and then the deflected pass will go right back into the hands of Ricks. No, it's on Darrell White, his second personal foul. Mike, some trouble.
Yeah, I think that time you saw Andrus kind of in anguish out there. He knew the reason Darrell White got that foul is because it was his man who got away. Andrus was out of position. Darrell White tried a little backside help and had to foul to try and stop the shot.
Parrish to shoot a couple. First shot up and good. And Bill Parrish, first free throw of the night, first point. 23-16. Dixie cannot shake Ricks. Mike Hart, who is superintendent of one of the school districts, or assistant superintendent in the Tucson district, There is a lane violation by Corby McDaniel, but it will go for naught anyway. Parrish hits the free throw. Back to a six-point lead by Dixie. Ricks slowly edging back into this game as Dixie cannot find a field goal to fall. Corby McDaniel looks for help. Out in front it goes to Darwin Russell. Ricks working hard on defense to Corby McDaniel, trying to find Andrus underneath. Back to Darwin Russell in the lane, bounce pass to Barnes. Lays it up, hangs and falls. Bob Barnes, 4 points on the night. Beautiful assist, Darwin Russell. 25-17 with 7 minutes left in the first half of play. Dixie with the lead. Kamek gets in front of Russell. Bounce pass at the angle to Parrish. Puts it up, no good. There's a reach-in foul, and it'll be on Andrus, I believe. Andrus may smile, but that's his second. And Parrish will shoot free throws again. Andrus now has two. 6:50 left in the first half. And Ricks College playing nose-to-nose with Dixie. Something about the matchup this year, Mike, gives Ricks the advantage.
Very much so. I guess they feel very comfortable as they match up on a man-for-man basis. They have played him extremely tough. The last time they beat him here in this gymnasium, and tonight, they, like you said, they just cannot be shook. And as you watch them play, they play very confident. They're not like a team that's a long way from home.
A little smaller lineup now is Dale DeCourcy, 6'5", back into the lineup. DeCourcy, Kennewick, Washington native, walk-on. Second shot by Parrish. After he misses the first, the second one goes in. Cuts the margin to 7, 25-18. In the forecourt, Bob Barnes pushes it hard. Into the corner, Darwin Russell. Underneath, it goes to McDaniel. Back to DeCourcy. Free throw line, jump shot. Good, Dale DeCourcy. DeCourcy has had 16-point efforts in two of his last three games, and he can light it up on occasion. 27-18, Dixie by 9, matches their largest margin of the game. At the angle to Rasmussen, underneath it goes to Mortensen, shot no good, tap by Parrish, no good. Rebound gathered in, finally by McDaniel, throws it off of Parrish out of bounds. Rick College just scrapping and scrapping and scrapping, and Dixie ditto, ditto and ditto. Dixie finally gets the basketball. Bob Barnes lays it for Darwin Russell, 6:21 left in the first half of play. Russell into forecourt. Ricks back to that man-to-man defense. Russell would like to go one-on-one. Alley-oop to right for two. Placed it inches to the left of the basket, Mike.
That was very, very close to hitting the basket. Darrell had just enough room to kind of squeeze it up over that rim. Beautiful play.
Kamek from three. Good. Kamek, top of the key. Has the hot hand against Dixie perpetually. Back to an 8-point lead. 29-21. Dixie with the lead. Barnes looks for help. Ricks College shooting unbelievably well against Dixie on occasion, but they had a cold spell because of the defense. McDaniel makes the move. Into the lane, shot no good. McDaniel is fouled. Leaned in and draws the foul from Rasmussen. Rasmussen picks up personal foul number 3, I believe. Dixie, as Matt Kelton comes into the lineup. Kelton from Utah County. Dixie constantly pressing inside. Mike may get plenty of foul trouble on Ricks.
That's exactly what they're trying to do, is get the bigger men out of the middle. They want to go inside, and that time an excellent move by Corby, as he had just a half a step around his man. His man had to reach up and foul him on the way to the bucket.
Matt Kelton, a Lehigh High School grad, and yes, he did know Ken Wagner there. McDaniel hits the first free throw. Second free throw in and out. Rebound gathered in by Kelton. 30-21, back to a 9-point lead. Dixie led briefly by 11, 29-18. 5:33 left in the first half of play. Kamek against Barnes. Kamek wants that 3-point shot at the angle. It goes to Mitch Johnson back into the lineup. Right side to David Rasmussen. Pass underneath to Mortensen. Jump shot from the baseline. Good. And Rick starting to heat it up again. 30-23. Lead pass comes to Darwin Russell. Russell along the baseline. Leans in. Puts it over the basket. Rebound. Kelton. And Rick College allows Dixie one shot, and that's it. 30-23, back within 7. Kamek has that look in his eye at the angle that goes to Johnson. Ball knocked away by Russell. Johnson gets it back to Kelton, to Rasmussen. Back out in front, Kamek, 3-point attempt. Up, soft, not enough. Rebound gathered in by Russell. Dixie blowing out on the fast break. Lead pass to McDaniel. Tap to him, and McDaniel lays it up and in. It was tapped by Rasmussen, but right into the hands of McDaniel. Dixie by 9 again, 32-23. The pressure is on. Ricks playing excellent basketball. 4:35 left in the first half of play. At the angle, pass stolen by Darwin Russell against Kamek. Russell goes in, lays it up. No good. There's a foul on Kamek, and that's his second. And Russell had a chance for the 3-point play. Kamek cut in front of him. That's two personals on Kamek, Mike.
And that's a man that can ill afford to lose. Of course, 2-5 fouls at this point is not all that bad, but he is their outside shooter. And I say that's one thing that's really changed the style is a three-point shot, and that's where Kamek is at his best.
Timeout, 4:29 left in a half, 32-23. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
At Jones Paint and Glass, you'll find people who have been making people happy for 50 years. Now in St. George at 596 East Tabernacle. And featuring paint from Fuller O'Brien like the liquid velvet latex. Jones Paint and Glass. Come see us.
Think of Jones Paint and Glass.
The Dixie Rebels just keep on winning, and you can be a winner, too, when you do your banking at Sun Capital Bank. You get full-service banking with interest rates as high as anyone's with all accounts FDIC insured. You can even get interest-bearing checking at Sun Capital. It's a safe place to put your money, and you can choose from top-interest CDs, money market, regular savings, or other plans to meet your money-saving needs. Conveniently located on South Bluff and on 100 East, Sun Capital Bank. The money place. Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
Doug Fox of the Spectrum sitting next to me just leaned over. He's been keeping notes on these things. You'll see this in the paper tomorrow. Dixie held Ricks without a field goal for 6 minutes and 13 seconds, and really not much in the way of an attempt.
No, they just kept him away. I was just kind of looking at my statistics, and I think Dixie has almost doubled up the number of shots put up tonight over Ricks. So, that's definitely a big part of the ballgame. If you can keep a team away from getting the field goal, you've got an awful good chance of pulling away a big victory.
Russell to shoot a couple. Miller has waiting to come in to replace Darwin. Shot up and good. Dixie by 10, 33-23 with 4:29 left in a half. And Dixie wants this game badly. They want to match up with Salt Lake Community College once again. 33-23, 4:29. Left in the half. Russell, second shot up and good. Russell hits a couple. 4 points for Darwin Russell. Good balance so far for Dixie. Jerm Williams ready to come in. Russell to sit down. Miller in and DeCourcy out. DeCourcy to sit down for a while. Nope, it's not DeCourcy. It's Darryl White to sit down. So Williams will be in covering Mitch Johnson. Full court pressure. As Ricks College trying to get the inbounds pass, gets it to Kamek. Kamek handling the ball very well to Mitch Johnson. Johnson into forecourt. Johnson whirls across the 10-second line with a pass to Kamek. Kamek looks for help. Out in front, pass intended for Calton. Almost stolen by DJ. Lost it off his fingertips. Once again, Hal Schofield into the lineup for Ricks, gets it back. Jump shot by Schofield over the basket. Rebound, Jerm Williams, sky high. Outlet pass comes to DJ. Palm pass at the angle to McDaniel to DeCourcy. Shot up, blocked, and there's a foul. Tough call, Mike.
That really was. That was good effort, I thought, by the defense to get back as quick as they did to get inside and get a hand up in the face. And good ball movement once again by the Rebels. And just a good play both offensively and defensively.
Dixie working hard, but so is Ricks. And this is what you expect in a regional championship. We've seen a lot of that today. Three other games of total excitement, especially the first and third. Salt Lake Community College, not quite as exciting in their victory over North Idaho, but they played very well, and so did North Idaho, even though they didn't shoot the ball well. DeCourcy off the back of the rim, up and down. Shooter's touch. DeCourcy has the first of the two shot fouls. Dixie leads by 12, widest margin of the game, 35-23 with 3:59 left. Second shot up, hangs, will not fall. Can't do it twice in a row, I guess. Ricks College with the basketball. Dixie leads by 12. At the wing, the pass stolen by Darren Jones. Jones loses the basketball but gets it back. Leaves it for Corby McDaniel. Ricks back on defense. DJ wants the basketball to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel underneath. Cross-court pass goes to Miller. Miller leans in, dishes back out in front, throws it right into the hands of Kamek. Mitch Johnson out in front of everybody, has the ball knocked away by Jones. Jones and Miller come crashing together. The great defensive effort. And Jones gets up with a smile. Johnson was ready to go for the slam dunk, and Jones smiles.
And that really gets the crowd up. They like that because the two defensive players come down and totally took the ball away. They look like they might be hurt now. They were just resting.
Inbounds comes to Calton. Back to Schofield. Out of the corner. Shot no good. Rebound tap. Rebound on the floor taken by Corby McDaniel. Lead pass comes to Mark Miller. Miller with the layup. Dixie by 14, 37-23 against a hard-working Rich College team, and it's the defense that's taking it to the Vikings. Jones, they call a reach-in as he goes after Schofield. A little bit of a ticky-tack foul, but Jones will pick it up. And Ken Wagner more upset with Jones than he is with the call.
Absolutely. That's one thing you do not want to do at this point of a ball game. Dixie is kind of in a little bit of a roll right now. Things are going their way. They got the lead to 14 points. And you do two things. Number one, you give them a chance, of course, to step to the free throw line and take a couple of easy shots. Secondly, you stop that clock, and maybe that's a momentum swing.
37-23, 14-point lead. It's going to be tough to select a player of the game in this one. Shot up by Schofield. Short rebound. Battle for it. Dixie has it. Foul. And it may be on Mortensen. And if it is, that's three on Mortensen. Nope. Correction on 45. There is it. 55. They finally changed it. That's on Mortensen. Mortensen with three. Bean with three. Rasmussen with three. That changes Rick's strategy.
That's got it. You take your three big men inside like that, each with three fouls. You've got to sit them down and rest them for a while. And they just cannot play as aggressive once they're in there. So they're going to have to back off just a bit. Dixie would be well advised right now to take it to the hole.
DeCourcy, 1-1. Needs the first to get the second. Is 1-for-2 on the night. Make it 2-for-3. DeCourcy, with 4 points, has become a scoring demon of sorts. His parents listening up in Kennewick are probably beating on the radio right now. Go, Dale. 38-23. 15-point lead by Dixie. Second shot up and good. DeCourcy, that one clean. 5 points for Dale DeCourcy on a reserve roll. 39-23 with 3:09 left in the first half. Carl Bailey back into the lineup for Ricks. And Dixie's defense doing the job. I post it goes to Mortensen. Pass, ball stolen by Barnes. Barnes against Johnson. Goes for the layup shot. Block foul on Johnson. And they call the goaltend. That one is tough. That one is tough, Mike.
That's right. The two referees are talking together. Rick's coach gets up and wants to talk that one over. I think I have to agree with the Rick's College this time. No way can I see that as goaltending, because the ball was still, I thought, on the hands of Barnes as he was going up. I didn't see that the ball had a chance of coming down. But nonetheless, the call was made.
From our angle, Mike, it didn't look like it, but Mike Hart trailing the angle. The only thing I can guess is maybe it had touched the rim at that point.
Now, that's a possibility. Somebody didn't think of it. Had it touched the rim, absolutely. If it's on the rim and touched by the defense, that's the call. Whatever it was, he thought and immediately made the call.
Barnes misses the free throw, and Rick's College getting a little befuddled by the Dixie defense. 41-23, Dixie by 18. The closest thing to a blowout we've had so far, but it's early. There's still plenty of time left. Johnson, free throw line, jump shot, too long. Rebound, Jerm Williams. Williams, working hard. Williams to push it into forecourt with the pass to Bob Barnes. Barnes at the angle. Cross-court pass goes to Corby McDaniel. Looking for Jerm underneath, makes the move. McDaniel dishes off to Williams, loses the ball. Capped away by Williams. McDaniel gets it back. Barnes looks for help into the corner to McDaniel. Back to Bob Barnes. Has a notion from three. Doesn't take the shot. Makes the move. Travel call on Bob Barnes. These Arizona officials will call it, and they have been, Mike.
That's one of the, and if you get a referee that's going to make a lot of calls, Dixie's a team that's going to get a lot of calls against them, because a lot of the players on Dixie have that first little kind of a stutter step before they take off.
That little rockin' move. Rockin' fire? 41-23. Bounce pass to the angle goes to Mitch Johnson against Williams. Out in front, it goes to number 33 in there, David Boyve. Everybody's been used by Rick. Baseline jump shot, Johnson in, and Mitch Johnson shapes up at the baseline. David Lloyd ready to come into the lineup for the first time. Barnes into forecourt, it goes to Corby McDaniel. Back out in front to Barnes, to DeCourcy. Right side, it goes to Mark Miller, to McDaniel underneath. Wurls leaves it for Jerm Williams, who lays it up and in. Assist McDaniel. Dixie as sharp in passing as we've seen in a long time. Inbound pass against full court pressure. 43-25. 18-point lead again. A minute 39 left in the first half. At the angle, Mitch Johnson looks for help. Johnson trying to get away from Jerm Williams. Does. Dishes off to Mortensen, who lays it up and in. Mortensen finally gets the basket, and Mitch Johnson set that one up. 8 points for Mortensen. McDaniel right to the basket. Dishes off to Williams. Head fakes. Puts it up. Banks it home. 45-27, 18-point lead, trading baskets, and Ricks cannot afford to do that right now with Dixie. A minute 13 left in a half. Bailey at the angle, it goes to Mitch Johnson. Johnson looks for help. Out in front, it goes to Boyve. At the right angle, to Schofield, back to Bailey. Three-point attempt over Miller. Good, Carl Bailey. And Ricks College has to go back to what they do best, and that's get the shot, take the long shot, and hit it. 15-point lead by Dixie, 45-30. At the angle, Corby McDaniel. Out in front, Dale DeCourcy looks for help. DeCourcy, right side to Miller, underneath to McDaniel. Makes the move, back to Miller in the corner. Miller left alone, three-point attempt up. No, will it fall? No. Hangton comes off. David Mortensen with the basketball. Outlet pass to Schofield. Ricks with a chance to cut the margin. 35 seconds left in the first half. Johnson at the angle. Give and go to Schofield. Bank shot good. There's a foul on Williams. And here comes Ricks again. Schofield on the give and go. Ricks playing heady basketball, Mike, not panicking.
That's a great point, Larry, to make. They are playing good basketball. Even though they were down by as much as 18 points, they've cut in that lead by five now. They've scored the last 5 points, and they can get a couple more points here. It's a big difference to go into the halftime down by 10 or 12 than it is by 18 to 20.
McDaniel got credited with that, or discredited with that foul. I thought it was on Williams. That's a free throw line. Schofield trying to make the three-point play and does so. Ricks back within 12, 45-33. Full court pressure by Ricks. Cross-court pass to Jerm Williams, still in backcourt. Williams, cross-court pass the other way to Mark Miller. Dixie wants to set up. 22 seconds left in the half. Dixie wants to go for the last shot. That has not been always a successful move for Dixie. To Miller, 15 seconds left in the half. To DeCourcy, to Bob Barnes. Cross-court, it goes to Miller. Hands of Ricks. Here comes Ricks again. As Dixie standing off offense at the angle, Johnson to the right side to Schofield. Shot blocked, taken out of the air by Andrus. Throws the ball away into the hands of Kamek. Here comes Schofield. Bank shot too hard. Rebound tapped once. Rebound gathered in by Andrus. Andrus needs a big rebounding second half for Dixie to win. 18-26 left in the ball game. Dixie to walk it into forecourt against Ricks' zone. Ricks will extend out all the old jug zone, 1-2-2 zone. At the angle, it goes to Russell. Dishes off to the baseline to McDaniel, who lays it in. Assist Russell, who's becoming much better as a passer, to McDaniel.
That looked very, very good. He looked like he was going to win for the shot at the last moment. Saw McDaniel, and he dumped it off an easy two-pointer.
Gamick jump pass to the right side to Schofield. Goes to the baseline. Schofield dishes off underneath. Dean loses the basketball. Reason why, foul on White, his third, and Dean will shoot free throws. First personal foul, our first team foul this half. And Darryl White with his third personal. White had 9 first half points. Has not scored all that much against Ricks in St. George. White did have 24. No, that was in Rexburg. Had 24 and had 24 in St. George. But a lot of them came late. After Ricks had taken control of the game and Darryl White was trying to shoot Dixie back in. Instead of being Bean, it is Mortensen at the free throw line. Shot up and good, and Mortensen with 9 points in the ball game. Cuts the margin to 11 again, 47-36. Ricks College trying to play cool and heady, and they've been able to do that against Dixie this year. For some reason, they play with confidence against Dixie. Gary Gardner has done an excellent job coaching Ricks against the Rebels. Shot by Mortensen. Up and good. Mortensen with a couple of free throws. Back to a 10-point lead. Dixie let up just a little bit defensively at the end of the first half. Three-point attempt by Russell. No good. Blocked. Russell gets it back. Throws the pass out away. Stolen by Russell to McDaniel. McDaniel dishes off to Andrus. Right to the basket. Lays it up. Misses the shot. Rebound Bean. Ken Wagner wanted the foul on Bean, didn't get it. Ricks a chance to cut it under a double-figure margin. At the angle, it goes to Mitch Johnson. Wants to make the move on McDaniel. Johnson can and starting to feel it. To Clint Bean. Out in front, it goes to Schofield. If Ricks can get it under 10, it'll be a psychological boost. Schofield to the baseline. Cut off by Dixie. Bounce pass goes to Mortensen. Out in front, it goes to Kamek. Kamek against Barnes. Barnes right in his face to the high post. It goes to Mortensen underneath the Bean. Turnaround right-hander. Banks, no good. Rebound, tapped. Rebound, tapped. Dixie with the basketball. McDaniel out in front of everybody against Johnson. Lays it up and in. McDaniel, 10 points on the night, 49-37. A hard-fought first 3 minutes of the second half. Trading baskets, 4 points each, and it's back to a 12-point lead by Dixie. At the angle, Schofield goes to Johnson. Whirls on McDaniel, can't get the shot away. Out in front, it goes to the high post to Mortensen. Three-point attempt by Schofield, no good. Rebound ricochets out in front to Kamek. Kamek looking for somebody to pass it to. Barnes right with Kamek. Samick to the high post to Mortensen. Backdoor pass goes to Schofield. Lays it up over the basket. They call the foul on Schofield. Andrus got there. Schofield initiated the contact, although Andrus was really a little bit bent over, had his back to Schofield. It was probably a good call.
It probably was, and Schofield looked to the bench to try and get some sympathy. Well, you'll always get sympathy from your own bench for the guy that counts as the referee, and no sympathy there.
First team foul on Ricks this half. Barnes into the corner to McDaniel. A little slower tempo. That's Ricks' tempo. Russell back to Barnes. Head fakes from three. Steps up. Takes the two-pointer and misses. Long rebound to Andrus along the baseline. Lays it up and in. Andrus working hard. Gets his second basket. Make it 51-37. Dixie by 14 again and trying to extend it out. Kamek at the wing. Ball stolen by McDaniel. Saved but into the hands of Kamek of Ricks College. So McDaniel almost had the steal. Kamek at the right wing. Gets the pass to Schofield. Schofield will take the three-pointer and miss it. Rebound cleared away by Andrus. Outlet pass to Russell. Cross-court it goes to Barnes. Barnes to the basket. Lays it in. There's a foul. Russell went up over Kamek, and Kamek has his third, and that's the second team foul on Rick. Big foul on Kamek.
That really is a big, big foul on Kamek. Put his third foul. He is really going to be a man that you can fuel a comeback. If you need a lot of points, there's the man that's got to do it for you from the long range. And he's walking around like, that's no foul. But it doesn't matter what you think or what you say. The foul is on the board, and he's got three.
Barnes puts it up and in, completes the three-point play. Barnes, 9 points on the night. Inbounds comes to Kamek. Dixie by 17 points. Almost up to their widest margin of the game again. They had the 18 at one time. Pass into the corner to Rasmussen, who's back into the lineup for Ricks College. Clears it out in front of the high post to Mortensen. The big three kids are up there. At the angle, Kamek. Barnes hand fighting with Kamek, and there is a foul, and it may be on whom? On White. White pushing off against Rasmussen. Big foul. That's number four on Darryl White. And Jerm Williams to come into the lineup. Big foul.
That really was a big foul. He's giving away 3 or 4 inches inside, and he was just trying to post up strong and kind of lean back in and use these hands to guide, and the referee right on top of the play quickly called a good call by the referee.
Mitch Johnson to inbounds for Ricks. Pass deflected, taken out of the air by McDaniel. Baseball pass into forecourt to Jerm Williams. Williams lays it up and in. An Alfred Hitchcock sort of layup as it had plenty of suspense before it went in. 56-37, Dixie by 19. Widest margin of the game for the Rebels. At the angle, Justin Kamek against Barnes. Kamek pass to the baseline. Turn around by Mortensen. Good, Mortensen. He is going to be tough. He's only a freshman. 56-39, back to a 17-point margin. Barnes into forecourt, looks for help. Into the corner it goes to Russell. Back to Barnes, to the high post to Andrus. Wants to move down the lane. Ball stripped away, picked up by Jerm Williams. Jerm looks for help, takes the jump shot and hits it. Suddenly everybody fell away from Williams, and so he puts it in.
That was beautiful. He turned around like he was expecting someone to come, look back, and nothing between him and the basket. Put up the soft shot and got her down.
Dixie working hard on defense still. Rasmussen at the angle to Johnson. Johnson wants to make the move on Russell to the baseline. It goes to Mortensen. Fall away right-hander. Good. And Mortensen got to be closer to 6'9". Has another basket. 6 points this half for Mortensen. 58-41. Dixie by 17 again. Lob cross-court goes to Russell. Has an ocean from three. Russell. Lob to the left side. Timeout called by Dixie. With 14-19 left in the game, 58-41, Dixie back in 60 seconds. Goes to Mortensen. Lob pass to Bean. Double team. Bean goes to the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound. Williams. Foul on Rasmussen. Big foul. Rasmussen has not been that much of an offensive threat, but he's been quite a defensive threat and rebounding threat tonight.
He really is. Of course, he's big. He gets inside. He always seems to find the good position. And they have not gone to Bean that much here in the second half. Of course, he's a foul, probably can't play quite as aggressively as he'd like to, but I think if they was going to score and score big inside, they've got to get it in the hands of Bean.
Schofield in, Johnson to sit down, Jones and Miller in for Dixie, Barnes and Russell to sit down with 13:05 left in the game. 62-41, Mark Miller now against the zone defense by Ricks College. To McDaniel. Out in front it goes to Mark Miller. At the right angle it goes to Williams. Williams against that zone, looking for someone to pass it to. Now goes to Andrus in the lane. Hook shot good. Andrus pops out, hits the right-handed hook. A little jump hook shot. 64-41. 13-point lead by Dixie. In backcourt, Carl Bailey in replacing Kamek. Bailey, pass at the right angle goes to Schofield. Rick Scully's trying to get anything together right now. Left angle goes to Rasmussen. Lob pass goes to Bean. Shot up, blocked from behind by Andrus. Rebound to Jones. Pass stolen by Mortensen, and as Mortensen goes for the basket, there is a foul. It may be on McDaniel. McDaniel and Jones. Cleo Robinson with a very official look coming over to make that call, and it is on McDaniel.
And he waited till he got right out in the middle of the floor that time to give the indication. I think Corby turned around as if to say, you know, watch the push from behind. But he got nailed with the foul that time. Looks like Steve Andrus is going to sit down for a rest.
Andrus, who's put on quite a show, rebounding and defensive-wise. Andrus turned on here in the second half. And to the free throw line goes David Mortensen. Mortensen, the biggest offensive noise for Ricks College this time. Six baskets, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 64-41. And it doesn't look like it gets any easier next year. Mortensen, shot up, in and out. Ricks College, the first half, 5-6-4-9 from the free throw line. Not bad. 60 shot a few more. Mortensen at the free throw line, now 2 for 3 on the night. Looking for his 15th point, shot up, and no good. Rebound brought down by Mark Miller. So Mortensen misses 2 free throws. Good free throw defense, I guess. Mark Miller at the angle goes to Darren Jones. Jones to the high post to last. Back to Miller, 3-point attempt, good. Low trajectory, but it's 10 points for Mark Miller tonight. Inbounds pass, almost stolen by Rasmussen. Foul on Williams. Williams, as Ken Wagner hollers a germ, be careful, and a little upset about going for the steal.
That's it. They had the, I think the coach wants him to apply the pressure, but not the reaching type of foul. If you're going to get a foul, it's got to be one that's, you know, it's a good aggressive type play. Dixie wants to keep the clock rolling.
Fourth team foul on Dixie this half. Into the lineup now. Hill Parrish for Ricks College. Left side it goes to Rasmussen. 3-point attempt up. No good. Rebound tapped around. And Parrish, or is it McDaniel? Do they call it McDaniel? Tough call. Apparently, Mike Hart saw McDaniel give a little shove with a hand. That's number 3 on McDaniel. And that's the 15th foul on the rebound. It's out of bounds to Ricks College. 11:55 left in the ballgame. 67-41. DeCourcy and McDaniel gets quite a hand as he comes to the sideline. Got a bounce to Ricks College. Schofield looking for help. Trying to find somebody to pass it into. Gets it to Bailey along the baseline. Layup no good. Rebound taken by Ken Lass. Leaves it for Darren Jones. Dixie into forecourt. DJ pushing it hard into forecourt. Gives it to Ken Lass. Lass looks for help back to Jones. Has an ocean from 3. Bounce pass back to Jerm Williams in the lane. Soft touch. Good. Falls across the rim from the left side, hits the backboard, and then kind of settles in to the netting. 69-41, Dixie by 28, and starting to make a total runaway of this game. Schofield in the lane, driving right-hander, no good. But Dixie, with 11:24 left in the game, does not want to let up, Mike.
No, you really cannot afford to, especially against a team like Ricks College, because they, as you mentioned, they not only win in streaks, they score in streaks. And so if you allow Ricks to get a little bit of confidence back, they can cut into the 28-point lead. It's a long way to come back. There's still 11 and a half minutes remaining in the game.
69-41, Schofield at the free throw line. The foul is on Mark Miller. They rule on the drive. Ken Wagner thinking it wasn't a shot, but Schofield was in the lane. The question was it shot, attempt for a layup, or was it an attempt for the pass? The official says layup. Schofield, free throw, stopped and good. Schofield now 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Ricks College, in 8 minutes, has 3 field goals here in the second half. And that's part of it. The defense has been stifling. Second shot up and good. 10 points in the second half for Ricks College. 69-43. Full court pressure. Jerm Williams breaks it. Now 3-on-2, 4-on-2. Dale DeCourcy at the angle. Step. Shot in and out. Too wide open a shot. Rebound to Bill Parrish. To Bailey on the fast break. Bailey lays it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Lass. Lass looks for help. Gets it out to Darren Jones. Run and gun. Bounce pass into forecourt. Mark Miller has the notion. Doesn't take the shot. To Darren Jones. Jones hits the trailer. Ken Lass. Lass looks for help. To the left side. It goes to Williams. Underneath it to DeCourcy. Works the baseline. Follow away right-hander. Do they call a foul or do they call traveling? Traveling on to DeCourcy. Traveling on Dale DeCourcy, did slip the pivot foot. Ken Wagner thought that there should have been a foul. Dixie, a little bit of a slow spell here. 10:53 left in the ball game. 69-43. Mortensen back in. Bean to sit down. Quinn Bean, unless Ricks can rally, will be playing his last game of his junior college career. Probably headed to a major college. Definitely headed to a major college. He is major college all the way. Rasmussen at the angle. It goes to Carl Bailey. Bailey against Jones. Pass underneath goes to Mortensen against Last. Lean in. The basket will count. Foul on Last. Mortensen doing a little whirling dervish underneath. Back within 24. And Ken Wagner looking serious along the sideline.
As we mentioned a few moments, we cannot allow to let up against a good team like Ricks College. Mortensen, I kind of think, got a little bit of the old NBA continuation play that time as he was kind of bobbing up and down, got the foul, and smartly put the ball up off the glass and it dropped through, and he has three out of the four buckets here in the second half for the Vikings.
McDaniel and Andrus back in, Last and DeCourcy to sit down. Dixie wants to put Ricks away. They don't want any chances taken. They want that bout with Salt Lake Community College tomorrow. David Mortensen at the free throw line. His 2-for-4 shot up and good. Completes the three-point play. And Mortensen having a great night. 17 points on the night. Full court pressure. The pass broken to Corby McDaniel. 2-on-2, Mark Miller. It's the trailer. Darren Jones has the notion from three. Back to Miller. Back to DJ. Out in front it goes to Jerm Williams. Loses the basketball. Gets it back. Lob to the baseline. Andrus makes the move to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Parrish. And Dixie wanted the foul. No foul call to Bailey. Bailey in the forecourt. Pass on the wing. Schofield, three-point attempt short. Long rebound. Darren Jones. Dixie on the fast break. 3-on-1 to Corby McDaniel. Back to Jones in the lane. Back to McDaniel. Shot is up. Will there be a foul or a walking foul? Darren Jones may have been called for a foul. The foul is on number two. Oh, they called it on Darren Jones after the pass. The foul is on Jones. That is number three on Jones. Will the basket count? Yes. Strange sense. McDaniel gets the basket. No basket. Now they rule it. The initial indication was yes. Now Rob Nielsen arguing, and they call a foul on Jones after, and that should be a 1-1. Cleo Robinson says, no basket. 1-1, and Ken Wagner up and a little upset. 69-46, and here comes Ricks. Dixie led by 28, and five unanswered points by Ricks. 10-11 left in the ballgame, and Dixie trying to get through this slow spell.
And that's something that Dixie's had trouble throughout the year, is getting into a period, either a first half or second half, where things have just kind of come apart offensively. And right now, things seem to have really slowed down. Unfortunately for them, they have a big lead at this point. Ken Wagner that time was arguing with the referee, as he does occasionally. But that time, as he walked away, he says, hey, come on, this is bad.
69-46. Into the lineup is Derek Anderson to sit down. Hal Schofield, 10-11 left in the ballgame. Once again, remember, we will be selecting a KDXU St. George Tire Center player of the game following this contest. They'll receive a beautiful trophy from Dixie Trophy. Bailey shooting 1-1 has the first. That is six unanswered points by Ricks College. This happened just before the end of the half. 69-47, 10-11 left in the game. Second shot, Bailey, good. Bailey with 5 points, full court pressure by Ricks College. Pass into forecourt, thrown away. Picked up by Mortensen as Dixie got a little wild with the pass. Miller knocks the ball away, knocks it away again. It's out of bounds to Ricks. Now, Kamek ready to come in. Dixie looking a little ragged over the last 3 minutes, Mike.
All right, and Coach Wagner sees that and quickly jumps up and calls a timeout. He wants to talk to the referees and the team right now.
10:09 left in the game. 69-48, Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Yes, when I look for the exquisite, unique, and fine gentleman's clothing, I go to Adrian's.
Hey, Anna, Adrian's, it's at the value.
Yes, the values are outstanding, of course, but Adrian's has that perfect combination of selection, quality, and service. Dave and Matt Ferguson take the utmost care whenever I step into the store.
I tell you, Adrian's, it's a value.
Sorry, chap, it's the classic haberdasher attitude, the best.
It's a for less.
It's superlative.
A reasonable.
First class.
Inexpensive.
Adrian's. 50 North Main.
decades, say, George.
Although Transport Tire is new to southern Utah, they are not new to the tire business. Transport Tire has been serving the people of the Intermountain West for 14 years. Transport Tire carries a complete line of heavy-duty tires for motorhomes and commercial vehicles. Manager Lynn Morris wants you to know you'll find the same quick service for your family car. Their oversized bays and 24-hour roadside service make them popular with the professional drivers. Transport Tires and Bridgestone at I-15 and Riverside Road.
69-48, 10:09 left in the game, and the Dixie College band has stricken up. Rich College cheerleaders performing during that timeout to the Dixie College band. 69-48, and Dixie College trying to regroup now. Rick has cut 7 points off that margin. 10:09 left in the game. There is enough time to come back. You better believe it, especially with the three-point play, and Justin Kamek is back into the lineup. Dixie will put on the full-court pressure again. Inbounds, Mortensen gets it inbounds to Bill Parrish. Parrish trying to get it to Kamek. Now decides he's going to dribble it into forecourt. Kamek cannot get the basketball because Miller is all over Kamek. Parrish against McDaniel at the angle. It goes to Derek Anderson. Ricks College has to get it a basket at a time. Free throw line jump shot. Bean up, soft, not enough. Rebound taken away. Corby McDaniel comes up with it. Leaves it for Mark Miller. Pass into forecourt to Jerm Williams. Right to the basket. Layup shot goes. Put a little tassel with that razzle, and it goes in. 71-48, Jerm Williams with the basket. 9:34 left in the game. Dixie ends a little bit of a scoring drought. Derek Anderson at the angle pass. Almost stolen by McDaniel. Diving for it is Miller. Backcourt violation not called. Ricked with the basketball again. Anderson, three-point attempt. Good. Derek Anderson. Dixie has the margin cut back to 20. 71-51. Aaron Jones into forecourt to McDaniel. Cross court, it goes to Mark Miller. Miller back to DJ. DJ looks for help. Ricks into that zone defense. Jerm Williams looks for help. Dixie being patient. Corby McDaniel in the corner wants to make the move. Back out in front to Miller. Back to Darren Jones. Back to Miller. They want to find Andrus underneath against that 2-3 zone. The clock in Dixie's favor. Jones at the angle. Looks for help. Goes to the baseline. Clears it out in front to Mark Miller. Miller, back to the baseline to McDaniel. 11 seconds left on the shot clock. Back to DJ. Back to McDaniel at the baseline. Cross court underneath. Shot by Williams. No good. There's a foul. Finally, Rich gets their fourth team foul in this half. The foul will go to Clint Bean, and that's a big number four on Bean. The question is how long can the big kids last underneath for Rich?
That's right. That's what I mentioned at halftime. I thought they needed to go inside and try and force the issue against the taller players because of the problem with the foul situation. They're going to leave Bean in right now, and I think this is an indication that Rick knows they're down to the wire. They've got to get the points. Equal four fouls or not, they've got to play their best.
Jerm Williams to shoot a couple. Rasmussen back in, playing with four personals. Williams looking for his first free throws of the night. Hits it. Dixie is now 2-for-2 in this half from the free throw line. 9 points this half, 13 on the night for Jerm Williams. 72-51. Jerm, the young man from Clark High School, hits the second. Dixie, 73-51. 8:36 left in the game. And Kamek against Miller. Kamek on the dribble across the 10-second line against Mark Miller. Kamek looks for help. Looking for the screen. Goes right to the baseline. Lean in with the right-hander. No good. Rebound. Tapped up and in by David Mortensen, who's been a thorn in Dixie's side all night. Dixie against the full-court trap pressure. Jones in backcourt gets it to Mark Miller into forecourt to Corby McDaniel. Back to Miller. Dixie not really attacking that zone quite as much as they did early in the first half. Jones with a 20-point lead. Jones against Anderson. Into the corner it goes to McDaniel. Back out in front to DJ, to Jerm Williams in the lane. Williams dumps it off to Andrus, and there is a foul on Ricks College. Should they rule on the shot or on the pass? The foul is going to be on Kamek, and that's a big one, number four on Kamek. Did they rule? Apparently they rule a shot, Mike. Nope. Yes, they do. Williams to the free throw line. That's the 15th foul on Ricks. Mike?
A big foul right there against Kamek. And now have Kamek on the outside three-man threat, the three-point man threat, and also the big man Bean underneath with four fouls, and still 8 minutes to go in this ball game.
Williams hits his third consecutive free throw. 11 points this half, 15 on the night. Darrell White about ready to come back in. Barnes and Russell in, replacing Jones and Miller. Jerm Williams has a free throw line. Second shot is up and no good. Rebound tapped away. Touch last by Bean. Out of bounds to Dixie. So Williams misses, but Dixie gets the basketball. 74-53. Dixie with the lead. Williams to sit down. And Darrell White to come in. White held to just 9 points on the night. White inbounds to Bob Barnes. Dixie back with the starting lineup. At the left angle, it goes to Darrell White. Back to Corby McDaniel. Free throw line. Pass goes to Andrus. Fall away right-hander. Banks too hard. Tapped by White. No good. Rebound brought down by Mortensen. And Dixie into a little bit of a shooting slump again. Hammock into forecourt. Almost loses the basketball. Gets it on the right angle to Rasmussen. Deep right angle, it goes to Mortensen. To the baseline, it goes to Anderson. Wants to work on Russell. Derek Anderson wants the shot, can't get it. Dixie with a tight defense. Pass underneath to Mortensen, I say that. And Mortensen gets free underneath. Back to a 19-point lead. Dixie, pass into forecourt. Comes to Darwin Russell. Bounce pass to McDaniel. Back to White, lays it up, no good. Dixie misses the layup again, and no foul on Rick. And Ken Wagner, livid about waiting for the foul at the angle that goes to Derek Anderson. Anderson, backdoor pass intended for Kamek, stolen by White, lost out of bounds by White. 74-55, 7:03 left in the game, and Dixie is into a slow spell. Anderson to inbounds for Ricks College. Gets it to Kamek, deflected by Barnes. Kamek gets it back to Anderson. Lob cross court goes to Bean. Bean at the point against Andrus. Bean will shoot over Andrus and hit it. Bean from the three-point area gets the three-pointer back to a 16-point lead. McDaniel, Barnes, pass into forecourt to Russell. Dixon, hurting on offense right now as Rick College has carved a huge amount off of that huge lead by Dixon. At the right angle, it goes to McDaniel to White. Free throw line jump shot. Good. Darrell White brings a semblance of order to the offense. 76-58, back to an 18-point lead. 6:28 left in the game. Dixie wants to shut down Rick's run right now. Kamek bounce pass to the baseline. Jump shot up, in and out. No good by Rasmussen. Rebound tapped by Mortensen. Mortensen taps it again. Tap again by Ricks, and Andrus finally says, give me that basketball. Outlet pass comes to Darrell White. White on the fast break. Dishes off to McDaniel. Layback shot goes. McDaniel, 5 baskets on the night, 12 points, assist. Darrell White, 78-58, 20-point lead. Timeout, Ricks College, with 5:59 left in the game. Back in 60 seconds. T.A. Dixie with the 20-point lead. 5:59 left in the game. Ricks College with the timeout, and we'll have the basketball at midcourt. Ricks is not saying die by any means, Mike, but it may be a little bit too late to make the run now.
Oh, they still have a long way to come, as you mentioned, Larry, but it's kind of a scary thing still to see them cut that points off. But Dixie finally regrouped, I think, the last minute of the play. It looks like they had their offense finally back in order.
Mitch Johnson back into the lineup. Free throw line jump shot short. Rebound brought down. Cleared away by Darwin Russell. Sky high. Bounce pass to McDaniel. Layback shot good. Russell with the assist. Dixie out on the run again, 80-58, back to a 22-point margin. Kamek against Barnes. Kamek, three-point attempt, up, no good. Rebound cleared away by Dixie. McDaniel comes up with a dribble, leaves it for White. They call a travel on McDaniel. Ken Wagner beside himself. He is frustrated, feeling there should be a lot of rebounding fouls. McDaniel went down, slid, but it kept the dribble.
He did, but I think the problem was he picked the ball up, stood up, and then passed it off. Had he passed from his knees, it would have been a much better deal.
Bean gets the jump shot. The follow-up no good by Anderson. Steve Andrus comes down with the rebound to Russell. Hits the traitor McDaniel to White, who lays it up and in. Foul on Anderson. Dixie running roughshod over Ricks now. White with the basket. Foul on Derek Anderson. Almost overpass.
Almost overpass, but good ball handling by Dixie that time. There was a 3-against-1 break, and they used all 3 of the players. They kept the defense man turning back and forth, and he really did not know which one. Darrell White finally wasn't up with a shot and also got it down and got the foul.
Russell, McDaniel, Darrell White doing a great job in there on that fast break. 5:16 left in the game. 82-58. Shot good by Darryl White. 83-58. 5:16 left in the game. And we may have substitutions coming in shortly. Dixie by 25 again. Carl Bailey. Palm pass at the angle. Goes to Johnson. Pass underneath. And the foul will be on Andrus. Intended for Rasmussen, the pass. Andrus reached in. Gets his third personal foul. 83-58, 5:08 left in the game, and a 1-1 coming up for Rasmussen, DeCorsian. And to sit down will be Corby McDaniel. McDaniel, six baskets, 2-for-3 from the, correction, 2-for-5 from the free throw line. Gets quite a hand from the fans tonight. And Mike, it's going to be tough to select a player of the game.
Ooh, is it going to be? There's a lot of players that deserve a lot of credit. It has really been, if it turns out to be as it is right now, a victory. It has really been a team victory for Dixie here this evening.
Darryl White has some good times. Corby McDaniel has shot the ball extremely well. A free throw, no good by Rasmussen. Stepping along the sidelines, trying to save it, is Schofield. So Rasmussen misses the free throw. It's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. With all of the foul trouble, nobody has fouled out yet. Maybe I'm speaking too soon. Full court pressure. Inbounds comes to Andrus. Andrus turns, wants to go on Dean. Bounce pass, lazy bounce pass. Stolen by Bailey. Bailey loses it out of bounds. No question, the Dixie fans are in this game. 83-58, 5:01 left in the game, and Dixie has the ball out of bounds. Andrus started to play point guard and bounced the pass a little on the lazy side. Barnes, standing for the alley-oop, blocked back by Rasmussen. Bob Barnes. At the free, the baseline, a couple of the fans, I just noticed a couple of the students have painted their chests red. In fact, their bodies red. Inbound comes to Andrus, and as Andrus whirls, there is a foul. The foul is on Bean, and that ends, Clint Bean may end his season. Bean fouls out with 5 minutes left in the game. A young man who will be playing major college ball next year. Four field goals, one of them a three-pointer, 9 points, Mike.
Bean is a good-looking ball player. Does well inside. A little bit frustrated here in the second half, but he's played the entire second half with 3 and 4 fouls, and that really takes a little bit out of your ball game. A good ball player has to feel good about his play, and I think you mentioned it, Larry. He will go on to some major college.
5 minutes left in the game, 83-58. Andrus to shoot a couple. Andrus with 6 points on the night, averaging just a hair over 10 a game. First free throw, good. Steve Andrus, 7 points on the night. Mark Miller to come in, replacing Bob Barnes. Barnes with quite an effort tonight defensively on Justin Kamik. 2 3-pointers, no points in the second half.
And that's a big, big part of a game in beating Ricks College is to be able to hold their scoring down like that. Another substitution as DJ gets in the ball game. Russell steps out. And I think now we're seeing some guys getting in. They get a lot of playing time here. Pretty confident about a victory here this evening.
Steve Andrus to shoot the second of the two-shot foul. Lights up. That's good. Steve Andrus, 8 points on the night, 85-58. With 5 minutes left in the game, Dixie may be looking at their 15th century mark of the year. We'll wait and see. Schofield, three-point attempt, up short. Partially deflected, taken out of the air by DeCorsi. Dale DeCorsi to give it to Darryl White. White to push it into forecourt. At the right angle, it goes to Mark Miller. Miller, cross-court, it goes to Darren Jones. Wants to get it to DeCorsi. Free throw line, DeCorsi wants to make the move. Dishes off to Andrus along the baseline. Jump shot, good! Steve Andrus, 10 points. Andrus in double figures, 87-58. Dave Lloyd and Ken Last about ready to come in. Billboarding almost the ball players as they come out of the game. 87-58. Pass almost stolen by White. Johnson gets it back. Mitch Johnson, jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Mark Miller. And Dixie running at will right now. Miller into forecourt, wants to set up the offense. Ricks at the right side, Darren Jones. Set shot for three. No good. Rebound Andrus. Back to the basket against Mortensen. Can't get the shot away. Hooks it up. No good. Rebound. Battle for. Saved by Mortensen, but in the hands of Darryl White, who salvages it along the baseline. Clears it out in front to Darren Jones. Back into the corner. White. Three-point attempt. No, it's a two-pointer. Steps on the line. Darryl White. 17 points on the night. 89-58. Dixie by 31. As they're pulling away again, 3:46 left in the game. Mortensen at the angle. Pass out in front to Rasmussen. At the right side to Johnson. Johnson cut off by White. Jump shot from the baseline. No good. Rebound. Andrus foul on Ricks College. Andrus will shoot free throw. Nope. Let's double check. Is that the sixth or seventh team foul? That's the seventh. Andrus will shoot free throws. Lloyd will be in replacing him. Last in, replacing Darryl White. White goes out with 16 points on the night, and this avenges the two losses earlier, Mike.
Hey, and it makes up for it in a big, big hurry, too, Larry. This is the game that counts, and, you know, it's kind of an old cliche to say, hey, they won the one they had to, but they really did, and I think give a lot of credit to Dixie tonight for coming into this ball game, perhaps being a little bit in awe of Ricks College. Ricks had their number this year, beating him a couple of times. They played a beautiful ball game here tonight and saw Ricks make one comeback, held them off.
Steve Andrus to shoot 1-1 is 2-for-2 on the night. That's enough to jinx anybody. Needs the first to get the second. The first one, no good. Rebound, Ken Last. Clears it out in front to Darren Jones. Dixie gets the basketball. Back to Mark Miller. Timeout called by Dixie with 3:29 left in the game. 89-58 back in 60 seconds. Dixie with the lead.
Paula's Mexican restaurant serves great food with all the extras, like their fajitas.
Mark Miller looks for help. Cross court, it goes to Dale DeCourcy. Has a notion from three. Back to Mark Miller. Dixie to play a little keep away down. Darren Jones will be fouled by Kamek, and that's number five on Justin Kamek. 3:16 left in the game, and Kamek will foul out of the ball game with 2 3-pointers, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And after hitting 22 and 24 points against Dixie, Kamek finishes with 7. Gets a hand from the Dixie bench, and deservedly so.
He is an excellent ball player, another of the great players that Ricks has this year, and that was some good sportsmanship. Mark Miller ran down and gave him a little pat on the back as well, but he played a good game. It just was not the night for Ricks College, and fortunately for Dixie fans, that's the way things are probably going to turn out.
Darren Jones shooting 1-1. First one good, 90 to 58. DJ. Gary Gardner now saying, hey, we only have 4 players out there. Haven't given, put the fifth man in yet. It was a 1-1. Ready to come in is Matt Calton. Will they have to shoot again? That's the next question, Mike. Will they take away that point and have to shoot again?
That's not what they're talking about right now. Is the coaching from Ricks College says, hey, if we only had 4 players in there, you got to give us the time to get a man in. We'll have to wait and see for a decision.
3:16. Left in the ball game. Is there a timeout? Mike Hart. Now Matt Calton ready to come in. Now the timeout is called by Ricks College. 3:16 left in the game. 90 to 58. Hold everything. Do we have a timeout? Yes, I guess we do. 90 to 58. Dixie with the lead. Back in 60 seconds. Free throw good by Jones. Has his first point. 90 to 58. Now that makes it official. 3:16 to get 10 points for Dixie and hit the century mark for the 15th time this year. Second shot good. Darren Jones, 2 free throws, ready to come in. Will it be David Boise again? Boise and Calton in to sit down. David Mortensen will get the hand from the Ricks College fans, and deservedly so, finishes with 21 points on the night. 91-58, 3:15 left in the ballgame. Carl Bailey into forecourt. Dixie with the man-to-man defense with the reserves in there. At the angle, Derek Anderson back out in front. Bailey, three-point attempt is blocked, and the foul is called by Darren Jones. Called on Darren Jones, who taps himself with the knuckles in the right side of the head. Like, hello, anybody home?
He is such an energetic player. It's fun to watch a lot of times after fouls or doing shots or something. He has quite an expressive face. I think we've commented before, he's our local version, perhaps, of Danny Ainge.
Dixie, Carl Bailey, it's the first of the two-shot foul. Bailey with 3 points on the night. Correction, 6 points on the night. Second shot up and good. Rick Scully, 91 to 60, 31-point lead. DJ being picked up by Bailey as he comes across the 10-second line. Jones, whirls, looks for help. Bounce pass underneath. Goes to Lloyd. Turn around with the right hand. No good. Tap out in front by Lapp. Here comes Derek Anderson with the basketball. 2:52 left in the game. Anderson trying to go around Miller to the baseline. Jump shot. Anderson up. No good. Rebound. Taken away by Parrish. Playback shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Last. Taken away by Parrish. Jump shot blocked by Last. Last saves it. Inbounds it comes to Darren Jones. Baseball pass into forecourt to Miller. Right to the basket. Foul on Bailey. As Miller goes up with the shot, Bailey gets him across the wrist. Miller to shoot a couple of free throws. Miller with 10 points. It's been a while since Mark Miller has hit double figures, but he's sure done well defensively. You have to go back to the win over Salt Lake Community College when Miller matched his career high of 15 points. That is the last time he's hit double figures until tonight. 10 points for Mark Miller. looking for 11, has it. Miller suddenly has become a demon at the free throw line after getting the two pressure free throws against the SI.
And that can really be a confidence builder. You set that line with what appears to be the world on your shoulders. You calmly sink two shots, and from then on you say, hey, there's no pressure. I can do it now.
93-60, 33-point lead by Dixon. Carl Bailey at the right angle. It goes Anderson, three-point attempt. Good, Derek Anderson. As it is second three-pointer of the night. Dixie against the full-court pressure. Leads by 30. Darren Jones, bounce pass goes to DeCourcy. Underneath it goes to Lass. To the basket with the left hand. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up too hard. Rebound taken away by Boyby. Boyby on the pass comes to Bailey. Lass had two shots at it, and both of them go out. Bailey dishes it up. Shot blocked by Lass. Take that to Dave Lloyd. Back to DJ. Darren Jones at the angle. Goes right to the basket. Layup no good. Rebound off to the right. Brought down by Boyby. Rick College. As Dixie with a minute 52 left in the game, getting a little ragtag coming down the wire. Bailey looks for help. Dixie will go to the semifinals against Salt Lake Community College. Derek Anderson, cross-court pass. Three-point attempt up by Boyby. Short rebound brought down off the hands of Miller, out of bounds to Rick. 93-63. Miller says, no, not off his hands, off his forehead. He taps his forehead. Inbounds, way out in front to Bailey. Bailey against Jones. Bailey, three-point attempt up. No, soft, not enough. Rebound off the hands of Lass. Dixie can't get a hold of the rebound. To Perry, shot no good. Rebound can't last. Out on the hard left-handed dribble to Mark Miller. Miller into forecourt. Dixie just needs to nurse this one home. At the angle, it goes to DJ. Darren Jones wants to pull back. A minute 18 left in the ballgame. Miller looks for help. Back to Dale DeCourcy at the free throw line. DeCourcy, right side. It goes to Miller. Cross-court pass goes to DJ. Jones with the basketball. Jones makes the move. Rises from three. Shot up, soft, not enough. Tap by Lloyd, no good. Rebound brought down by Parrish. A minute left in the game. Dixie will not hit the century mark, unless by miracle. Anderson at the angle. Three-point attempt by Bailey. Good. Carl Bailey now has his second three-pointer of the night. 93-66, 46 seconds left in the game. Dixie can just hang on to it. They've won the ball game, and they'll be in the semifinals of the region. DeCourcy sets from three, shot no good. Rebound taken by Parrish in the corner. Ricks College with the basketball. Ball stolen by Miller. Miller will take the jump shot short off the front of the rim. Rebound Parrish. A little bit of ragtag basketball now. Bailey against Jones. Ball stolen by Mark Miller from behind. Lead pass comes to Dale DeCourcy. DeCourcy slams it home, misses the slam dunk. Ball knocked away by DeCourcy, and they call the technical on DeCourcy for grabbing the rim. Dixie, coming down the wire, looks a little ragtag, Mike, and DeCourcy gets the technical.
Yeah, interesting turn of events here. Both teams are just, they're just flat-out run-and-gun basketball now, and in defense of Dale DeCourcy, that was a poor call by the referee. Dale went up and slammed it down. The ball, the rim bounced back up, actually knocked the ball out. I don't know how he can rule that he was hanging on the rim. He may have grabbed it, but a lot of players will grab a rim as they slam it in.
Anderson misses the technical foul. Ricks has it out of bounds at side court. Final score is the only thing that needs to be determined. 17 seconds left in the game. Carl Bailey against DJ. Bailey, double team pass thrown away, intended for Anderson. It's the double team by Miller and Jones. Dixie with the basketball once again. 10 seconds left in the game, 93-66. Darren Jones streaking into forecourt. Jones will rise from three. Shot up, misses everything. Rebound, Parrish. Down goes Jones. 1 second left at the end of the ball game as Dixie goes the last 3 minutes without scoring. Final score, Dixie 93, Rich College 66. The only blowout of this Region 18 tournament so far. 93-66, Dixie with a victory. We'll be back in 90 seconds and take a look at the post-game statistics and talk with Coach Ken Wagner back in 90. At the final scoring totals for Rick College, off the bench, Carl Bailey hit a couple of three-pointers, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 10 points on the night. Derek Anderson, a couple of three-pointers, 0 for 1 from the free throw line, a total of 6 points. Mitch Johnson, who had 24 last time out, definitely held in check tonight, and Jerm Williams and Dale DeCourcy and Daryl White have to get credit for that, Mike.
Again, just a total team effort. As a lot of players did a lot of good things tonight, both offensively and defensively. And I think really the key was the defense late in that first half as they started to get that lead. They lost a little bit, but very late, the last couple of minutes. But they worked out a good first half. They played tough defense. They kept the scoring machine, which Ricks really can become, just away from the basket.
Mitch Johnson, just the one basket. That came in the first half, 2 points. David Boivy did not score. Matt Calton off the bench did not score. Bill Parrish had 3 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 3 points. As far as the starters go, Hal Schofield held to a basket, 3 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 5 points. Part of the story tonight, the defensive effort by the guards, as Justin Kamek had 2 3-pointers early and then had someone in his face the rest of the night. 1 for 2 from the free throw line, total of 7 points on the night for Justin Kamek. Hal Schofield, we mentioned, let's see, David Rasmussen, a basket, 1 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 3 points. As far as Clint Bean, fouled out of the ball game with 5 minutes left in the game. Bean finished with 4 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer, a total of 9 points. And David Mortensen, the big scorer for Ricks College, 9 field goals, 3 for 5 from the free throw line, a total of 21 points on the night. For Dixie, Mark Miller had 2s wherever you look. 2 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Finished with a total of 12 points on the night for Mark Miller. Double figures for the first time since, well, the first time in 3, 6, 9, 10 games. So 10 games without double figures until Mark Miller hits them again tonight. Darren Jones, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Dave Lloyd off the bench did not score. Ken Last, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Jerem Williams off the bench provided 6 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 15 points. Dale DeCourcy, a basket, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 5 points. Among the starters, Darwin Russell, an excellent ball game tonight, finished with 3 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 8 points, but ran the floor so very well and played outstanding defense. Bob Barnes, another great defensive effort, and you have to give Barnes a lot of the credit for Justin Kamek. 3 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 9 points. Darryl White, a little below his scoring average, but still finished with 7 field goals, 3 from the free throw line, a total of 16 points. Steve Andrus with 4 field goals, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, 10 points. And Corby McDaniel, as Dixie had 5 men in double figures. McDaniel, 6 field goals, 2 for 5 from the free throw line, 14 points. Also another man with 9 and another with 8. 93-66, the final scoring total. Let's take a 60-second break. We'll be back with a very special guest, and we'll try to make a selection on our player of the game, our St. George Tire Center player of the game. Back.
Dixie put up a lot more shots than did Ricks. Ricks was really stymied. I think you mentioned earlier, it was in the first half, they went over 6 minutes without a field goal. 6 minutes and 13 seconds without hitting a field goal, without hardly putting up a field goal. So they did shoot a lot less shots here tonight. They really just were not in their type of ball game overall. Both 2 and 3-point attempts. 84 shots put up tonight by Dixie. 33 connected for just under 40%. 26 out of 70 for Ricks College, 37%. So if you look at percentages, they're very close, but the number of shots that were put up, just too big a deal. And Dixie went to the ball or went to the free throw line more times than Ricks tonight. It just was a total effort tonight. And even though statistics wouldn't bear it out, hey, the score is what counts. A big, big victory for Dixie.
93-66. Now, let's turn to Todd Street. And Todd has been the trainer this year for Dixie, the student manager, doing about everything for the Dixie College team, right?
I try to do whatever the coaches ask me to do. I'm just grateful for the opportunity to help with the team this year.
Now, you're a young man who plays basketball, too.
I try to get in there with him once in a while in practice and stuff. I played basketball for Coach Wagner in high school, and that's how I was able to have this opportunity to help on the team this year.
You still have your years of eligibility left, too.
Yeah, if I sure do. I don't think I'll be using them, but